Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All Hallows, Samhain, Samhain, Devil's Night. And it is certainly Devil's Night in different parts of the United States last night and tonight here on Halloween. Here is the story breaking first at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, all over Twitter, Facebook, and other systems. Looters are organizing East Coast raids and robberies of banks, shops, stores, people's homes, and bragging about it and showing the loot and saying tonight they want to go out and start shooting people. We had, barely even covered it yesterday because we kind of ignore the dinosaur media, but the New Atlantic and some of the other establishment liberal sites like the Daily Beast, they came out and said that Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, and our article was basically evil, pointing out that there were people saying that they would loot and said those were jokes. Really, people said they would loot in the very towns and cities like Coney Island that's now been looted up one side and down the other. In fact, I sent you guys a newscast out of New York that we're going to be playing some clips of. We do have that, where it just shows banks robbed, houses, homes, TV shops. I mean, just massive looting. People ripping open storefronts, ripping open the burglar bars. But it doesn't exist because the mainstream media said so. I mean, actually, it is in hundreds of newspapers that five states have looting up and down them. Rhode Island has it, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. The list goes on and on. And the looting is to now intensify. And shameless looters display stolen goods on Twitter. Sandy Loot Crew plans more heist and violence tonight. Now, we are going to also get into the latest on the entire scandal with the White House caught lying when they said that they didn't deny aid to the ambassador. I am still not exactly sure what happened in Benghazi. I know it's become a political football, but I do know this. Anything about Al-Qaeda, anything about bin Laden, period, is being deleted off Facebook, and they've told us they'll shut down one of our big Facebooks. We wrote about that yesterday and showed you their notice. Now the big Navy SEAL group that's running mild TV ads about Obama shouldn't politicize the Navy SEALs, they are now having their posts deleted. Here's one of them from Breitbart. It's up at Infowars.com as well, not just Breitbart.com. Obama called the SEALs and they got bin Laden. When the SEALs called Obama, they got denied. That meme image, you know, you put out images, you put out cartoons, things like that's what we do on Facebook. And our bin Laden saying Al-Qaeda, it was shared over 100,000 times. And they deleted that. And the Navy SEALs put this up with bin Laden. And so you can clearly see that they've got an AI software doing this or ham-fisted moderators that they see anything about Benghazi, anything about bin Laden, it is deleted. And the SEALs got the same note and were told that they would be deleted. They would lose their account if they dare engage in political activity. Last year, Darren McBreen, we did an article on this, his little Facebook page with political stuff had mild things criticizing the government, and they said, look, that's not allowed. You will be deleted if you do that. So let's just get it straight. When you criticize China and places for censorship or Russia, it's almost worse here. I mean, what's next, being sent to a re-education camp? Well, they actually have that in the new Army manuals. Also, the mainstream media is trying to blame me for a guy with explosives. That's in the San Jose Mercury News. It's incredible. Romney is pulling ahead of Obama in key swing states. It's all coming up straight ahead. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, transmitting worldwide, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, XM satellite, 166, and streaming audio and video at prisonplanet.tv. Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Okay, coming up for about 30 minutes in studio in the third hour, we've got Wade Hicks, the defense contractor with a high-level security clearance, no criminal record, who is not allowed to fly because he's a prepper. They saw on his website, they saw him online, they said, you're not allowed to be a prepper. That means you're a terrorist, basically. And they stranded him for 6 days in Hawaii. We broke that news via the Northeast Intelligence Network, and then it hit the Associated Press and things. He's going to be here in Austin today, so he's scheduled in studio. Now, that aside, obviously we've got the incredible aftermath of the storm. It was somewhat hype, but still pretty darn devastating in many areas. So not the mega hype we were hoping for, because I would rather it be hype than, you know, really be as devastating as they were talking about. Al Gore says, don't worry. If you just pay him and Obama and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers to their private carbon exchange, like they're now doing in England, they're now charging people more for their power and giving it to private banks as a indulgence, as a way to get you out of environmental purgatory back into Valhalla. And so they are now saying that if you pay Al Gore money, he will wave a magic wand and no more bad storms will ever hit us, because you know, any type of weather. It's climate change now. The seasons are abnormal. And all the polar bears are dying, even though their numbers are up fivefold since the 1950s. You can look that up for yourself. They just tell kids they can't swim, even though they're the best land animal when it comes to swimming. But that's a side issue. And we have other articles like this. U.S. Supreme Court to argue use of canine search outside your home. This is Donna Anderson, breaking at Infowars.com. They're already allowed to search your car, your crotch, and your luggage without a warrant. Now man's best friend is about to be allowed to sniff around outside your home, too. Now, I've actually been walking around in New York and had cops come over with a German Shepherd and run it up between my legs. That's the freedom of America, to stop the drugs the government ships in. And if they smell something they don't like, you're going to jail. The constitutional right is to be secure in your home, papers, person, and effects. It's over. Against unreasonable search and seizure is about to be erased at your house as well. Gregory Gehrer, an attorney representing the state of Florida, argues that it's perfectly legal to use drug detection dogs to sniff around your outside house if the dog alerts that they can use that to justify entering your home to conduct a search. No warrant needed. Of course, many of these dogs have been trained to alert on anything, so they get a biscuit. He compares it to trick-or-treaters on Halloween night. So, I mean, you've seen in Boston and New York the knock and talk, where they come and knock and say, we're going to come and look for guns. No judge, no jury, no probable cause. We just want to see your guns. Dallas is now doing it, of all places. Look it up. And it's just pure intimidation. They're erasing the Fourth Amendment. They're erasing everything. That's what the TSA is about, is breaking your will. Hey, we grabbed your genitals already. We take you to private rooms and rip your colostomy bags off and strip all ladies. Sit down and shut up. The police did the same thing that millions of Americans will do. This is what he argues in court on Halloween night, which is walk up to the front steps, knock on the door, and while they're there, they took in the air and the dog alerted to the smell of illegal narcotics. So we're just going to randomly come up, no judge, no jury, no probable cause, not even a fake informant, and we're just going to come, and then if we smell something, we're coming in. TSA's got to search your bags, they got to search your pants. Why not have the police just search your house? The difference is Americans don't have to open their door to trick-or-treaters if they don't want to, but we all know what happens if you deny entry to a cop. Here comes the SWAT team. An issue is the 2006 case involving, and it goes over the whole deal. I'm going to cover that more later. Now again, that's not really our top news here. Neither is this. I'm getting to our top news in a minute, but this is pretty darn important. The National Institutes of Health just last Friday published a big university study, hundreds of pages long, going over what's been backed up by other studies, that aspartame actually makes rats being fed the same other diet, but being fed sugar in the diet, makes them fatter and shuts off their pancreas. Well, what do we have here by naturalnews.com up at Infowars.com with big links to the new study? I'll get into the study and give you all the details later. Don't forget the top news. You can read it for yourself, though, in full detail at Infowars.com. Linking through to the NCBI, and that's the National Institute of Health as well, that aspartame is linked to leukemia and lymphoma in new landmark study on humans. Wow, we're getting these every few days now. National Institutes of Health. In the 70s, they tried to get it approved three times and couldn't. Searle did. But when they got bought by Monsanto, they had the muscle in government to get it approved. Who was the head of Monsanto at the time? You guessed it. Mr. WMD in Iraq himself. Mr. Give Nuclear Reactors in North Korea. I mean, he's almost like the devil, like a poof of black smoke appears when something evil is going on, and it's Donald Rumsfeld. Just amazing. They finally got it approved in 1981. Folks, in all the rhesus monkey studies, you guessed it, massive tumors. If they gave it to babies in mother's milk, it killed them, baby monkeys. But still got it approved, and there that is. Thought you might want to know that when you go to the grocery store, to the candy aisle, every sugared candy gum, every one of them has it, unless you order online Beamans or something. You know, Chuck Yeager's favorite brand of gum and mine, too. The point is, you can order non-aspartame gum online. You can find it in specialty shops or at places like Whole Foods, even though they're bringing in aspartame gum now. But you cannot find it at major stores. And if you ask for it, they laugh at you. Of course, voting with your dollars, you should demand they bring in gum that doesn't have it. How about old-fashioned sugar? You know, people have been voting with their dollars in the last decade or so. Well, the Mexicans here in Texas would not drink the horrible-tasting garbage corn syrup. They wanted good old-fashioned stuff like they could get in Mexico, like we used to get until 25 years ago, the, you know, cane sugar. Isn't really good for you, but it isn't, you know, a chemical weapon. And now it's just displaced the regular Coke. Everywhere you go, you hardly even find, at least where I live in Texas, the horrible high fructose corn syrup that causes obesity and pancreatic cancer and so many other things in big studies, and also has heavy metals in it for whatever reason because of the extraction process. Look it up yourself. Because people voted with their dollars, you can buy real sugar Coke. Can't buy real sugar Pepsi, but you can get Pepsi products with fetal. That's called throwback Coke. See, we need everything to get thrown back. Warren went, so they have throwback Pepsi? Does it have the throwback fetal tissue in it? Oh, it does? Okay, well, it's not really a throwback then. Yeah, I heard that 2 years ago that it had fetal tissue in it, the flavor enhancer. I didn't believe it. They had federal court cases where the stockholders tried to stop it. They had lawsuits and couldn't stop it being added. Yes, you are not in Kansas anymore. Side issue. Let me now give you the top stories up at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. We're going to get into the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy and, well, the ongoing rain from it. We can put up on screen for prisonplanet.tv viewers a satellite and also Doppler feed of what's going on there. And we have links to all of that. At InfoWars.com, or you can also find it by going to DrudgeReport.com. He has all the links right there. So, we are going to be going over that, fires raging in New Jersey. Shore town hit hard by Sandy. 14 homes already destroyed. More fires, of course, in New York. Hurricane Sandy cost may hit $50 billion, New York Daily News is reporting. Daily Mail also has the same headline, $50 billion superstorm. Full picture of the devastation wreaked by Sandy revealed in heartbreaking shots of East Coast homes. And there are just homes devastated, whole neighborhoods devastated, whole neighborhoods that are underwater. It is just amazing what has happened. Shots of entire towns underwater, homes that have been tumped over, apartment blocks that have been tumped over. Yeah, $50 billion is what they are estimating right now. But don't worry, FEMA says send storm victims to the internet. And the White House says send them to the internet, even though they don't have internet and power in many of those areas. Also, Atlantic City Mayor on Governor Christie's rebuke, misinformed and ill-advised. We'll get into some of that. Fallen tree on New Haven Green unearths human skeleton. Al Gore blames Hurricane Sandy on global warming. We've got that report out of the Washington Times as well. Individual preparedness, not big government management, would have helped most. Yeah, that counters the New York Times saying a big storm requires a big government. What to let the looters loop? We're getting to that in a moment. So that is just some of the hurricane news that we are going to be going over today. But when we come back from break, we're going to get into our top story today that is breaking at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Looters plague hurricane victims post Sandy. Thieves pose as utility workers and con residents. There are looting in five states, New Jersey, New York, mass looting in areas of New York, just whole districts looted, stolen, big screen TVs, just everything. And then here is the breaking news when we come back. Here is the breaking news that we are going to be going over. Shameless looters display stolen goods on Twitter. Sandy loot crews plan more heist and violence tonight. And all the photos, the tweets, the links to it, and the police standing down, probably joining in New York like they are in Louisiana, there in New Orleans. Two really corrupt police departments in New Orleans. New York's worse, though, I've got to say. I mean, who knows? I saw some of the video of cops on the news. They look like they're having a good time. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Ladies, stop and think how many wrinkle creams you've tried are rated so incredibly high on Amazon.com. Because the last time I checked, there was only one. Esotique by Chamonix. Here's Mrs. Murphy from Boston.
If this could be marketed and sold in a gallon container for all over use, I'd work two jobs to be able to afford it. It truly made an incredible difference in my appearance. I also enjoy how wonderfully moist and youthful my skin looks and feels in the morning. I feel beautiful from the moment I wake up until I go to bed.
Ladies, can you say the same about your wrinkle cream? If you've never experienced the amazing luxury of Esotique, here's a simple offer. Try Esotique for only half price. That's it. Half price introductory offer for new customers only, please. Call 800-481-1090. 800-481-1090. You'll be amazed or your money back. 800-481-1090. 800-481-1090. That's 800-481-1090.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Okay, I'm going to get into shameless looters display stolen goods on Twitter, organize further criminal operations in the aftermath of Sandy that's now petering out to just some rainstorms across the Northeast. A lot of devastation on the coast. The death toll is, what, up to 40-something now? They're finding more bodies. So it is a big tragedy, but I wouldn't call it the worst storm ever. I wouldn't even call Katrina that. I mean, they've had hurricanes that destroyed all of Galveston and killed tens of thousands before. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. Imagine the old days, they wouldn't know a hurricane was coming. It would just come slam in and, you know, cover entire coastal areas. But continuing here, we're going to be getting to that in a moment. After the break, I'm going to cover this. Yesterday, Melissa Melton linked to a Washington Post article from 2009, linked to the Department of Homeland Security site, Obama ordered DHS to control hurricanes. And we link to it, weather modification, steering and controlling of hurricanes. And we know the Pentagon has been able to control since the Stanford Research Institute certified it in 1967. Well, guess what? They attacked Kurt Nemo in USA Today, Salon, you name it, saying we basically made it up, that there's any type of weather modification. Kind of like the Atlantic Magazine and Daily Beast 2 days ago said we were insane and on Monday, and that there would be no looting. And they actually said in the Atlantic, it's a myth that there's looting after hurricanes. Really, there's looting all over the world after disasters, except, I guess, in Japan, because they're so I guess you'd call it civilized, so honorable. But the point is that wherever there's disarmed populations, wherever there's welfare classes, you're going to see this type of thing. But no. There's no looting. And of course, there's been a bunch of looting now. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be covering that again coming up later in the transmission. But here is the report. We'll put it up on screen. I've got it here on my screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you're a radio listener, go to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to read it and see the photos and everything. Shameless looters display stolen goods on Twitter. I'm sure the media will come out and say this isn't real either. And there's not fires in New Jersey close to a nuclear reactor either. Of course, there is, but it doesn't matter if we cover it, it doesn't exist. Sandy Loot Crew, as they call themselves, plans more heist and violence overnight. There are groups planning more in Coney Island, in New York City proper, in Brooklyn, but also areas of Maryland, areas of New Jersey, Trenton. That goes on. Looters who are taking advantage of the devastation caused by Hurricane Sandy are posting photographs of their stolen goods on Twitter and bragging about how they plan to carry out more thefts and violence. Shocking images posted to the social network website depict individuals who appear to be working together, boasting about how they have stolen laptops, TVs, and other electronics from both stores and private homes that fell victim to the hurricane. Check out this laptop I scored. And then it goes over it. Picture of my swiping that TV. I mean, just amazing. And again, it's a gangster culture that's been sold where they break up families, put kids in prison for no reason, and then all they know is criminality when they come out. The whole MTV culture promotes it, gangsterism. It's widespread. It's so sick. And these people feel like it's their right to do it. Sweet subwoofer in some dude's house on the second floor is mine now. Last night, even Mama got out of her house to loot me a new shirt. I mean, unbelievable. The gangs appear to be organizing their looting expeditions under the hashtag #PoundSandyLootCrew. Other Twitter users having to report the looters, and some of their accounts were suspended. Again, other Twitter users attempted to report the looters, and some of their accounts were suspended. I'm explaining to you again. If we've seen this. If you report the looting, you are suspended because you can't admit it's happening. Secret Service has not responded now. They reported yesterday. The Weekly Standard looked into it. The Secret Service, weeks into this, will not respond to people saying they're going to kill Romney. The Twitter accounts are still up. Members of the hacking group Anonymous apparently also got embroiled in an effort to stop the looters. Well, they're the bad guys. Trying to stop the looters. As we first highlighted on Monday, the looting was planned on Twitter well in advance of the hurricane making landfall. News reports from numerous different areas are showing that now flooded areas are confirming that widespread looting is taking place. We'll continue when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I ain't standing in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. I am Alex Jones, your host, and we are going to open the phones up coming up later in this hour into the second hour and the third hour. We have the evil high-level security clearance, no criminal record, defense contractor who talked about prepping and things, so is on a no-fly list. And that ties into all the demonization of gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. It's really an authoritarian takeover. And, you know, they may come out and say private property's a terrorist. I mean, are we going to just roll over to this government? This government is a bunch of looting criminals, and it's a lot worse than just Barack H. Obama. When you go read the tweets we've got at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, if you just joined us, I'm Alex Jones, your host. They are saying, you know, that they're using boats now to go around looting and robbing. And the police are just standing around while all of this goes on. And I'm noticing it's worse in New York City and places where the public is disarmed. That's where you have more of the home invasions, all of it. Because the people have been conditioned to just lay down and take it. Amazing. I wonder if we'll get apologies from the Daily Beast. I wonder if we'll get apologies from the Atlantic magazine, A New Atlantic, for saying Monday that we were making it up, that there were people saying they were going to loot. Now, I don't think we should be holding our breath for that to happen. Okay, let me now shift gears. We'll get more into that subject in a moment. To InfoWars.com in the news. We don't a lot of times talk about when we're in the news. We're in the news every day now, pretty much. And most of the time, it's even mainstream media following our lead and basically copying or rewriting our stories because you know, we cover a lot of things that are pretty hot issues. That's how we get copied every day, which is fine. That's a sign of success. But these two groups of articles I've got to cover are demonization programs against us. And again, we'll get a document cam shot of this for viewers. Radio listeners can just search engine these terms. Conspiracy theorists say Obama engineered Hurricane Sandy. Now, again, what is the word conspiracy theorist? It's a pejorative, kind of like racist or crazy or whatever. You know, when you have governments that have certified they can control hurricanes, when you've got a very unusual storm hitting right before an election that would have been a little bit stronger, could have postponed the election. There's still some talk about that. And it acts very strange. And we have meteorologists on that say it's acting strange. And we know there's government programs to do this. We'd be crazy not to point it out. Well, they go on to attack us and say on Friday, InfoWars, you never say .com, USA Today. Never give us any credits so folks can actually go read our full article in context. A story arguing that Sandy, quote, will undoubtedly produce widespread chaos and present an ideal opportunity for Obama to come off as a strong and decisive leader, which he's out there during FEMA announcements on TV making political statements. I have those articles here today. So that happened. He's grandstanding. Following the perfect storm, wrote InfoWars' Kurt Nimmo, the establishment media will naturally provide all the propaganda Obama needs to sweep the election on Tuesday, November 6th, a week after the hurricane is projected to hit. So that's the reports we've got right there. As proof, Nimmo notes HarpStatus.com. So they do give a link to that and tell you the site because they want to discredit it. A site that claims to detect frequency on the ionosphere is reporting unprecedented levels of HARP frequency. I've had the director of HARP on admitting it can manipulate weather. I've got Daily Mail, AP, Reuters, BBC admitting these antenna arrays do manipulate jet streams. You can take one from 30,000 feet down to ground level and flood everybody out. In the 60s, they were flooding the Ho Chi Minh Trail every day with just a few dozen aircraft spraying. But they act like it doesn't exist. It's like when they have an urban warfare drill. I'll cover it. The news will say, Jones claimed there was a drill, but here was the drill, and the colonel said it wasn't a big deal. I claim there was a drill, but it existed, but I'm bad to talk about it. As proof, Nimmo points to the site, claims to detect frequency on the ionosphere is reporting unprecedented levels of HARP. It goes, the HARP status site appears to be a site not actually associated with HARP. Yeah, it's a group saying they track it. In a piece of nonprofit website, skeptics.com, 2010, aerospace and computer engineer David something or another explained why he believes conspiracy theorists love to blame HARP. Let me see. I had Dr. Begich on yesterday breaking down HARP. He lives up in Alaska. Folks, I can have Ben Livish and the father of weather weapons on, and they just sit there and go, oh, this is an unscientific site, but our scientist says it, you know, it doesn't really exist. So it's that appeal to authority. So let me, I'm not going to get into what Salon's saying. I'm not even going to get into that. I'm going to show you Melissa Melton's article. Obama ordered DHS to control hurricanes. And in it, we have a link to the Washington Post in 2009, where Obama ordered DHS, and we'll show the document on screen from the Washington Post, to begin going in and testing manipulation of hurricanes in the Atlantic. Now, to DHS's credit, they said, while QAR recognizes that weather modification in general is occurring through the funding of private enterprises, NOAA does not support research that entails efforts to modify hurricanes. NOAA and its predecessor agency, yeah, they decided this in 1967, once supported and conducted research into hurricane modifications through Project Storm Fury, who we have the director of, doctor, physicist, meteorologist, World War II and Vietnam and Korea vet, amazing guy. He headed up Storm Fury, 1962 to 1983. Now, show him the URL on that document. Let's back out of it. The URL on that is the Washington Post. Yesterday we had it where you could see it. But again, punch it up on my computer over here and we can show them the URL. That's Washington Post Media. Okay? Here. Yeah, we'll just go ahead and click on it so they can see up there in the URL. You guys can take control of my computer if you want to show them. The point is I want to show everybody out there watching, radio listeners can go check this, that you can go to the site and you can see, there it is, WashingtonPost.com. WashingtonPost.com. Oh, but USA Today says, we talked to a scientist that said conspiracy theorists love to believe in weather modification and HARP, but it just doesn't exist. Blah, 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 blah. Obama ordered them, and they said, we don't want to do that. We did the studies, and in those studies, they certified 5 years into the study, 62 had started, 67, they certified they could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, weaken hurricanes, strengthen hurricanes, steer hurricanes. Okay? And that's the bottom line. So we're saying, man, this is an unusual storm. Nobody denied that. Frankenstorm. If they can really soup it up enough, if they are staging it, they can use this to suspend the election. And then now there's been discussion of suspending it. Thank God it hasn't been bad enough to do it. I mean, I guess some people aren't going to get to vote, though. Meanwhile, Romney is swinging ahead in all these major swing states. I mean, it looks like he's going to win the Electoral College and the popular vote unless the electronic voting machines kick in. And I'm not excited about that. We'll just have some new globalist puppet that'll be a distraction while the whole military-industrial complex, the foreign banking cartel that runs it, continues its operations. I get to where I hate the last puppet. I didn't like George Bush. I don't like Obama. I'm sure I'll get to where I hate Mitt Romney. You know, there's always this pathetic hope that he might be better, but the point is weather modification's real, hurricane manipulation's real. Can we put the Washington Post? Washington Post did an article on it that White House, I forget the exact headline. We can pull it up. White House wants to modify hurricanes. You can pull that up. Bill Gates is involved in it. ABC News, not just USA Today, not just Washington Post on this subject. The White House science czar is giving speeches on it. But then we go, hey, you can control hurricanes. Were you involved? You ordered them to start getting into it. Maybe you're involved. Oh, you crazy people. It doesn't exist. What's he say here? Conspiracy theorists love it. Conspiracy theorists just love it. What does he say? Aerospace computer engineer David Nadich explained why he believes conspiracy theorists love to blame HARP. It's a gigantic, high-energy, Pentagon-funded gizmo located in remote Alaska wilderness that plays around with the Earth's atmosphere, he wrote. But whose purpose seems deeply mysterious and to the scientifically uninformed. Oh, I've had the director of HARP on, and a colonel came on during the break and killed the interview when the guy was like, we can set the atmosphere on fire some nights. And, meh, meh, meh. I've been involved in national TV show investigations with Jesse Ventura of HARP. He's been up there. They've got HARP arrays all over. I can show you mainstream news where the Arabs in Saudi Arabia, Dubai, you name it, are putting up their own arrays, making it rain and admitting it. The Russians have had it for 30 years or longer. The communist Chinese have got it. It's all over the news. But when we say, hey, they might be doing it, that doesn't exist. You're scientifically uninformed. Really? Can we put the Washington Post back up with a letter from NOAA via DHS? Obama ordered DHS to do it. They went to NOAA and said, do it. And they said, well, we did do it in Operation Storm Fury, which found they can control them and create them. That's Fox News, AP Reuters. Go look up Operation Storm Fury. Hundreds of articles. Got declassified in 2006. We immediately thought, hey, let's get the guy on who was the director. He was, sure enough, still alive, still kicking, came on the show. Oh, look, KWTX, committee approves bill establishing weather modification program, 2005. The U.S. Senate Commerce Committee voted Thursday to approve a bill by Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson establishing a weather modification program. Yeah, we covered that at the time. And Livingston was talking to her at the time, and then they reclassified it. Yeah, they relaunched the program in the mid-90s. Obama says, go and do this. In fact, print me that, please, guys. That's what I mean. I have forgotten more than anybody would probably ever even know about this because all I do is study. It's not that I'm smart. I live this 7 days a week. I'm on the treadmill of news and research so much that you probably hear 1% of what I actually read every day here on air. I get to like a 10% of what I've got here. I'm not bragging. I'm saying I know about all this because I spent time looking into it. I'm addicted. I can't even stop looking. I mean, I'm already so sped up researching, I can't stop thinking. I dream about work. I dream about research. I work while I sleep. Last night I had dream after dream of managing people in the office and things. People were magically listening to me. We were magically getting more done. Meanwhile, I see these throwaway lines by some guy at the skeptic site, which is the opposite of skeptics. They say, don't be skeptics of known liars. That's what Snopes and skeptics and all that does. They just go, I'm a scientist. The conspiracy theorists don't know scientifically. There's no weather modification. HAARP doesn't do anything, even though it's own patents from Eastland Corporation admit it. I had a scientist on yesterday listing patent numbers. But what do? They just go, conspiracy theory. They have throwaway lines to use against us. So there's the proof. There's the proof. There's the proof of all of this going on. There's massive weather modification. 2 weeks ago, they declassified the chemtrailing program. One program in the U.S. is $5 billion a year. Oh, here's News 10. I remember this was all over the news. You can pull this up in hundreds of papers. KWTX. What is that, out of Dallas? I can't remember. Committee approves bill establishing weather modification program. Click here for the U.S. Senate website and a copy of the Weather Modification Bureau. Oh, but they had a guy from Skeptics. Look, this site appears to not really be HAARP. The site doesn't say it's HAARP, saying they register energy increases. But this is a good scientist. He says none of it exists. Really? Really? Washington Post? KWTX, Senate.gov, they're counting on you to be lazy and not go look. Now, let's get to the really scary news I've got to cover right now to protect ourselves. About five times in the last 4 years or so, a drunk Marine, his mom tries to throw him out of the house. He shoots three cops that come to throw him out. Turns out he's a white supremacist on dozens of sites saying he hates me. Within 2 hours of him being in arrest, government-connected media comes out and says that he killed the cops for me, trying to sick cops on me, hoping they don't go check the facts. Five newspapers had to do retractions that the guy actually was a white supremacist who hated me, and he was not inspired to kill cops by Alex Jones, because I say we don't want to start a war. We don't want to have this happen. And I'm not a white supremacist, as it's known. That's why he hated me. Well, every time this happens, guess what goes on? Within hours of arrest, it's blamed on Alex Jones in newspaper after newspaper after newspaper. Newspaper links man arrested with explosives to Alex Jones. A newspaper report posted on the San Mateo County Times, also in the San Jose Mercury, you name it, website has linked Alex Jones to a man arrested with 145 pounds of dynamite in his home. Authorities, not public servants, but authorities, claim the man is linked to the sovereign citizen movement, which they can call having a get out of the UN bumper sticker or killing people. So that way they can demonize anybody by just using that, that term. William Harrell, 46, pled not guilty earlier this month to one felony count, each of possessing explosives, having marijuana for sale, child endangerment, and possible explosives near a resident. He was arrested after police responded to a domestic argument with his girlfriend. Police discovered 145 pounds of explosives. You never even know if that's true, folks. I've seen him on the news with one of our listeners, a guy I know personally, hold up jumper cables of his RV and go, look, pipe bombs. Pounds of explosives and $37,000 in cash in a closet of his home in Brisbane, California. According to Brisbane Police Commander Robert Meiser, Residents of the neighborhood were not evacuated because the explosives did not pose a threat. His girlfriend told investigators her boyfriend is a member of the Sovereign Citizen Movement. Harold's father, however, said his son is not a member of the group. There isn't even a group. Police have declined to directly associate him with any extremist groups. But don't worry. The San Jose Mercury News, according to FBI, people identified with the movement have killed six law enforcement officers, not servants, but officers, since 2000. The Mercury News reported on October 4th, however, Miser said police found no evidence that Harold is a sovereign citizen or is tied to any extremist group. The San Mateo Times quotes Harold's father as saying his son listens to the Alex Jones Show. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, we're only on over 100 stations, but three or four in California. We're only one of the biggest news websites in the world, not just alternative, one of the biggest in the world. They're in much bigger than us, except DrudgeReport.com. But I mean, let me tell you, folks, if somebody drunk drives and they're a listener, it's my fault. If somebody beats their wife, it's my fault. If somebody believes in the Easter Bunny, it's my fault. When we come back, we'll get into the rest of it. I mean, if the ADLs responded, they say, I am very evil. I'm just absolutely horrible, and something's got to be done about that rascally First Amendment. Scary stuff. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm the voice inside your head. You refuse it. I'm the face that you have to face. Mirror in yourself.
So who are you?
I'm what's left.
I'm what's right. I'm the enemy.
I'm the head that takes you down.
So who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? You like to dominate people? No, you're my enemy. What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I join humanity? Yeah! Yes! 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 I can just feel thousands of people right now making the spiritual choice to join freedom. To join the good guys. What if I say I'm not one of your slaves? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? Yes! Yes! You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? Absolutely. Gotta love the Foo Fighters. Patriots as well. You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? Look at Muse, their listeners. Mr. Bellamy, he's been on the show, fighting tyranny. Watch our flag ascend. Stand up for liberty, defeat the globalist. All right, getting back to this, ladies and gentlemen, it is an info war that we are fighting. We will be taking your calls in the next hour, especially if you're on the East Coast. I'd like to hear from you, the storm-ravaged areas. Your take on the election. We'll go over the poll numbers, the geopolitical issues. I've got to get to some economic news. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. To join us, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, let me add that caveat, because we've got so many great listeners that love to get on, who we love as well, but you know, we don't screen calls, so then sometimes the same people get in. So we screen them occasionally by saying, hey, first-time callers, 800-259-9231. Please give folks a chance to get on air. I've never had a chance to get on air. Getting back to that issue, let me be conservative. The last time I did this was about a year ago. I spent a couple hours going through our YouTube channels, our affiliate channels, supporter channels, and it was 450-plus million views on YouTube that we've gotten in the last few years. I haven't even done the math. I mean, it's probably 500 and some million right now. That's just YouTube. We're on over 100 AM and FM stations, some of them in big cities like Chicago, Dallas, Texas, you know, you name it. Tampa, Florida, station in between San Diego and LA covering 5 million people. I mean, we're on a lot of stations. Most stations brag whenever, you know, they've got a million people in a listening area, they say we have a million listeners. No, let's be honest. This isn't listening area. This is real listeners, conservatively, one way or another, 15 million people worldwide, and more than half of those are in the U.S. every week. That's a lot of people. And so every time somebody gets arrested, they go get on their computer, and if they visited Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, they have a press release as part of a demonization campaign of this guy killed his wife, or this guy shot a cop, or this guy, you know, didn't cut his toenails, and it's Alex Jones' fault. And they go on in multiple newspapers today to imply that I'm an extremist and I'm bad. I mean, this is just demonization of the First Amendment. And it's like Rush Limbaugh, and they were trying to get him off air, you know, for saying, why do we have to pay for this woman's contraception? And I don't like a lot of what Rush Limbaugh does. He's attacked me a few times. I mean, I'm directly up against him on the radio. I would, you know, do great if Rush Limbaugh fell over dead, but I don't want him to. Because I believe in the First Amendment. Okay? And, you know, I've defended Limbaugh there trying to get him off the air and supported him. And I went and advertised on his show, by the way. We ran some ads just to try, because you know what? We got to stand together or hang separate. That's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator, to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition, by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes, by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security, to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.